Until recently, the chef's hats in America's top restaurants primarily were reserved for men. Although the kitchen has made stars out of some women, including Julia Child, they've been the exceptions. Ann Cooper, president of Women Chefs and Restaurateurs, says the professional cooking world has changed a lot over the past 25 years.
I started culinary school in 1977, and it was very challenging at that point. There were very few women. Now, it's very different. So I think that women, I hate to say, have come a long way, but I think the industry has changed a lot. There are many more women in culinary schools, many more women graduating from school. It's still not a female-dominated world by any means. It's still male-dominated.
I don't understand men who have a problem with women in the kitchen.
Well, you know, wouldn't you think that's kind of silly? Because, you know, women have always fed the planet and continue to feed the planet. But when cooking became a profession, when it segued from being something that just women did at home to something that was a chef, something important and powerful, then it became something only men did because they had the important, powerful jobs. Now, of course, the world is a different place, but that's certainly how it started.
Why the disparity between men and women when it comes to the highest ranks of professional cooking?
I think that there are a number of different reasons, and I would say the gap is becoming less, but I think the disparity started from that men have been in the culinary world a really long time, have had time to reach the upper echelons. If you would imagine that it takes 15 or 20 years to get to the really top of any profession, then if women were just trickling into the culinary schools in the 70s and really starting in the 80s and now at about 35%, it really takes a while. So I think the other thing is that the top restaurants and hotels in America are grueling. I mean, there's no two ways about it. It's a grueling profession. You work nights, holidays, weekends. It's very difficult to have a family. And many women, even when they do kind of make it to the top, take a step back or say, how can I have children? How can I have a family?
But what about celebrity female chefs? I mean, there's Julia.
There's Julia. Julia will probably be the first person to tell you that she's a great cook and not necessarily a chef as we might think of it. Julia doesn't have, well, and never really had a restaurant and never really managed a large group of chefs. She was certainly amazingly talented and changed the face of cooking in America and brought so much to us. But I think if you think of, you know, in New York City, you might think of Ann Rosenzweig or Lydia Bastianich, and in California, perhaps, you would think of Alice Waters. So there are plenty of women who have become celebrity chefs. But it's still not, I would say, clearly not 50-50 men to women in the celebrity chef field.
What would be some sort of marker that you'd know that women have made it?
Well, I actually think women have made it. I would say where we have challenges and where we should try and make a difference is really in hotels and big corporate kitchens. We really still don't see many women. There's the Four Seasons chain has one female executive chef, and she's in Canada. That's telling. The Ritz-Carlton, I think, has two now. So at that level, we don't see many women. That sort of litany of women chefs who I mentioned, every single one of them is a chef owner. So women have gone into the kitchen, became chefs, and then bought the place out.
Ann Cooper is the president of Women Chefs and Restaurateurs, and the author of A Woman's Place is in the Kitchen.